I did notice some of the results from the SA AFL Combine over the weekend. Some extraordinary feats, really. The top 10 was released in every category in the papers over, I think it was yesterday. And our next guest produced, well, a best ever, like in the history of the draft camp.
Unbelievable. Still, I think he just came back down to earth around about an hour ago. That's how high he was jumping.
He's still up in the air. Central District's Lekalea was the standout at the SA AFL Combine over the weekend, breaking records and no doubt catching the eyes of many AFL clubs. He joins us. Lek, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're a talented athlete, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you happy with how you performed?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy, obviously, with the vertical, being able to obviously set the new record. I was extremely pleased with that. In terms of the other events, like the 2K and the 20-meter sprint, you know, I obviously feel like I could have done a little bit better, but at the end of the day, did pretty all right in those categories. So, yeah, pretty happy.
Oh, mate, we'll talk about what happened at the Combine just a little bit in terms of interviews and things like that as well, but... Mate, take us through it. Yep. Your journey is unbelievable. And firstly, can we start on when you came to Australia?
Yeah, for sure. So I came to Australia in 2006 when I was 5 years old with my mother, Tabitha, and my little sister, Gott. We came over here. Unfortunately, my dad wasn't able to come with us due to war and other things that he had going on at the time that inhibited him from coming over with us. So we came over here. We were pretty fortunate enough to have family members that already lived here. So I had my uncle, my aunties and stuff like that that already lived here. So we kind of just came straight in and they helped us settle in. They got me into school, got my little sister into childcare, and they helped my mom with work and, you know, learning English and the like. So that was quite positive. And the move overall was quite smooth, which was really positive. You know, coming over here as a young kid, I essentially just went straight into primary school, started a reception, and then obviously followed through. And yeah, learning English wasn't too difficult, you know, as I was pretty young and still very new to a lot of things. So, you know, I still had a lot of room in my brain, obviously, to learn the English language and develop in that aspect. So, yeah.
So you're 5 years of age when you come to Australia. Yeah. I mean, what are your memories, if any, of that time?
It was quite surreal, to be quite frankly honest, because, you know, obviously where I come from, you know, we live in houses where they're typically made out of mud and, you know, straws and stuff like that. So when we came over here, you know, being on a plane for the first time was quite surreal. You know, I didn't know what a plane was. You know, and then landing in Australia, I didn't know what cars were, and, you know, they were everywhere, literally. And then, you know, yeah, and it was quite amazing, completely new experience. And obviously as a kid, you don't really take it too much into perspective, but when you get a little bit older, you realize the difference, in the life that you had to the life that you, you know, come into, you start to realize how crazy it actually is. So, yeah.
And like you mentioned your father, that he wasn't able to come out at that time, 2005, I think you said. What's the situation there? Has he been able to come out since?
No, so unfortunately he hasn't. But essentially, like, the reason why he wasn't able to come over was because with the visa process, you have to meet a criteria, and you have to essentially go to every single interview and answer all the questions that they may have for you. And unfortunately, he wasn't able to go through that process. So, yeah, he was unable to come with us. And, yeah, so for the past couple of years, I've, you know, kept in contact with him over the phone and stuff like that. But, nah, he hasn't been able to come over to Australia.
I mean, how difficult is that? And have you seen him since you were five?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult, obviously, growing up, you know, without a father and, you know, just having my mom and stuff like that. And that's why I have a lot of, you know, appreciation towards my mom, and I give her a lot of credit. You know, obviously it's a bit tough. I'm not having that father figure in your life, but, you know, mom's been an absolute rock, an absolute champ. And, you know, she's looked after me and my little siblings. And, yeah, she's raised us almost to a point where, you know, we kind of look back And, you know, it's almost as if we weren't missing a father. So, yeah, you know, I appreciate her a lot for that. And, yeah, I'm pretty grateful.
Oh, mate, it's an unbelievable story. And then from there to probably this point, can you take us through how you started playing Australian rules football? And I believe as well that your uncles had a pretty solid influence on that.
Mm. Yeah, so it's quite interesting, actually. So when we came over here to Australia, I remember literally my uncles would, every, you know, Saturday, they would literally just be sitting in front of the TV watching footy, you know, watching the Crows or Port or whatever team that would be on during those Saturday nights. And I remember I used to just sit in front of the TV with them. You know, they'd be, you know, enjoying their time, having beers and stuff like that. And I'd just be watching TV and I would essentially just be trying to understand what the game was. So I'd just be asking a lot of questions and stuff like that. And they'd kind of obviously try to break it down for me and make it as easy as possible for me to understand. But obviously still being a kid, you know, it's a brand new sport, never seen it before, never played it before. But it was intriguing for sure. You know, the way that athletes would jump on the ball, tackle, you know, kick goals from anywhere, you know, it was a sport that really caught my eye. And so, you know, I picked up on it. And at school, you know, I had a lot of multicultural mates that, you know, would kick the footy around with me at recess and lunch and stuff like that. And, you know, I almost fell in love with the sport quite quickly, instantaneously, to be honest. And, yeah, and with the help of my uncles and stuff like that, you know, it was a sport that I fell in love with. And that was one of the main reasons why I became, you know, a Crow supporter. Basically, they were a big influence in that.
Central District's Aleka Lear joins us this morning. An absolute bright future on the horizon. Lek, in terms of other sports, was it always football or were you playing pretty much everything?
I was actually playing pretty much everything. So I played a lot of soccer coming up and played basketball as well. And I remember there was one point where, you know, my mom, my uncles and my aunties, they kind of came to me and they were like, oh, you need to pick one sport. You can't be playing everything. But I would never listen because, you know, I enjoyed, you know, my soccer, I enjoyed my basketball and my footy. So, you know, I just kind of mixed and matched. And it wasn't until I obviously got a little bit older that I started taking, you know, footy a little bit more serious and, yeah, and the likes of that. So,
but just in terms of this injury as well, I know this was a couple of years ago, but I only sort of learnt this on the weekend. But take us through this injury that probably put you back a good 12 months or so.
Mm. Yeah, so I remember it was 2019, my draft year. I just came off, you know, a really solid preseason, you know, on the senior track. So I came off my first preseason on the senior track, you know, being coached under Roy Laird, which was quite the experience. And had a lot of learnings from then. A lot of things were looking really positive leading to that year. You know, I was extremely fit. And I remember I played a couple of trial games in the reserves and then played a couple of trial games in the league, you know, as a 17-year-old kid. And, you know, there was a lot of, you know, upside and I was really excited. And then I remember I got invited out to state camp, the last state camp. And I played a couple of trial games there against WA. And then literally the week they released the results for the teams was the exact same week that we were versing Norwood at home. And it was in a tackle. I had the ball. I got tackled. And it was just a really unfortunate landing. Like the player that tackled me landed really awkwardly on my ankle and trapped my ankle underneath his leg. And so my ankle really had nowhere else to go. So, you know, dislocated it, broke the fibula. And, yeah, it was quite a bit of a mess. But yeah, it turned out to be quite a substantial injury that put me out for quite a while. And, you know, the rehab process was quite long. But, you know, obviously now looking back at it, you know, there was a lot of learning, a lot of positive growth in that aspect. So, yeah.
How long did it take before you started feeling yourself again physically?
Yeah, so, you know, that was my first serious injury. And with the rehab process being that long, you know, it took almost, you know, 18 months. Also with coronavirus and the likes, you know, really kind of prevented me from developing with my footy. You know, mentally I was developing, physically I was developing, but, you know, skill-wise and athletically, I kind of declined in a sense. I'm obviously not being able to play games on a consistent basis or train on a consistent basis. Yeah, I declined a bit, but it was almost, you know, 18 months before I started really feeling healthy again and started really feeling confident. And leading into this preseason was probably the best I had felt in 2 years. So, yeah.
Mm. And now let's talk about your future. I mean, you set records, so there's been a bit of buzz and a bit of hype. 107 centimetres with the running vertical jump. The previous record was North Melbourne's Kyron Hayden and, of course, West Coast Nick Natanui. So since that, and in the lead-up, what's the interest from AFL clubs been like, Lek, and how many have you spoken to?
I've spoken to, you know, a considerable amount of clubs. Obviously, there's interest there for a defender, you know, key role defender that can, you know, intercept mark and who can cover ground with speed and spoil. So, yeah, that's, you know, been quite positive. And, you know, I've been quite fortunate to speak with, you know, a lot of clubs. And, you know, it's been an overall really good experience. And, you know, obviously, hopefully, you know, I get picked up in the drafts and see how things go from there. But, you know, at the moment, you know, obviously with the combine and stuff all done and dusted, it's just kind of more so a waiting to see which teams are, you know, the most interested in, which teams can, you know, see me on their list. So, yeah.
Mate, what would it mean for not just you, but your entire family if you were to get selected in the draft?
It would mean heaps. You know, it would mean a lot to me. I know it would definitely mean a lot to my mom. You know, she's been through a lot, you know, raising, obviously being a single mom, raising a son, you know, who plays sport and, you know, who's really, you know, trying to achieve, you know, some big things. So I think it would mean a lot to her and even the kids in my community and, you know, the South Sudanese community in Adelaide. I think it would mean a lot to them as well. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, I want to be, you know, someone who a lot of the younger kids who are playing football at the moment can look up to. And, you know, I definitely want to build something for myself and achieve, you know, something positive in the space of footy.
I think you mentioned that you're a Crows supporter, so correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, I mean, potentially moving interstate, perhaps Melbourne, Sydney, Perth. Have you been to all these cities, and what would that be like?
That'd be you know, amazing, to be honest. I actually haven't been to too many places outside of Adelaide, so the only other state that I've been to is Melbourne. I haven't been to the other states, so you know, it'd be quite amazing. Obviously, you gotta look at the aspect of you know the family and stuff like that and missing them. But I think an opportunity like that, if it was to be presented to me, I would definitely take it with both hands and give it a solid crack for sure.
It's an unbelievable story. Love the resilience and the backstory behind it to get to where you are. It's what makes our game great, Lek. And we absolutely wish you all the best, and we'll be following the draft and the lead up to it and your career beyond that really closely. So congratulations on what you've done to get to this point. Good luck.
Thank you.
We wish you all the best.
Cheers, Ponzi. Thanks. Thank you for having me.
Lek Alir came to Australia when he was 5, Hazy. Hadn't been on an aeroplane.
Unbelievable story.
Didn't speak English and hasn't seen his father.
And just do yourself a favour and type in Lek Alir highlights and you'll find some stuff from his work at Centrals. And geez, he play.
11 games this year.
Can really, really play. So it'd be, I mean, I think Lek Alir's going to play AFL footy next year, and it's going to be fun to watch because the journey has just been absolutely magnificent. And this is what Australian rules football is all about.
It's like the Google ad, you know, what is a blinder? You know, it doesn't matter where it starts. People from all walks of life and different backgrounds somehow get captivated and fall in love with the game. Yeah. I love stories like that. They're so inspirational because we see a lot about the schoolboys and the private schoolboys that get their opportunity and play AFL. You don't hear as many like this, but they're becoming more common. And everyone's looking for a significant intercept defender. And that is the key to how Melbourne built their premierships. We saw the Port Adelaide success with that and other clubs. So with athletic capabilities like that and the attitude that he's got, he'll be welcome at many clubs.
And on top of that, just a good Centrals boy, we know that. But it was really, really impressive. At the state combine at Mawson Lakes on the weekend. Just a very, very impressive, level-headed young man. Geez, he's got a bright future.